So let's review. The Mishnah we learned, Umahin Mitzian Achas Oishtayim. For the pious in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kahanim would put out either one or two fingers, which would then be counted by the one in charge of the pious. The Gemara explains, V'ein Moinin Lehen Ela Achas. Each Kohen is counted only once, regardless of how many fingers he put out. However, the Mishnah mentioned Achas Oishtayim because Kam Bari Kam B'Chayla. Each Kohen ideally puts out only one finger, if he can. But a Kohen is allowed to put out more than one finger if he has a physical limitation and cannot put out only one finger. However, they are only counted as one. The Mishnah also taught, Ve'ein Mitzin a Goydel B'Mikdash. The Kohen may not put out his thumb. The Gemara cites a Braisa which explains, Ibnei HaRamoyim, because of the possibility of cheating. Since the thumb is further away from the other fingers, it could be put out with another finger and be counted as two. Tarabon. The Gemara tells another tragic, pre-pious story of two Kahanim who ran up the ramp in order to perform Trumas Adeshin. The one who came in second, Notel Sakin B'Tokaloi B'Liboi, stabbed his friend in the heart, mortally wounding him. Amen Reb Tzadik Al Mailas Ulam V'Omar, Acheinu Beis Yisrael Shemu. Reb Tzadik ascended the steps of the Ulam and mourned this tragic incident, questioning the crowd, Anu Amila Hevi Egla Rufa. Who needs to bring an Egla Rufa for a murder that takes place in the Azara? And everyone began to cry. The Gemara explained further that Reb Tzadik mentioned this halacha only as a means to arouse the crowd. Halachically, there was no requirement of Egla Rufa in this case because Yerushalayim in Mevi'a Egla Rufa. The mitzvah of Egla Rufa does not apply to Yerushalayim at all. Rashi explains, in the parash of Egla Rufa it says, Ki motzei chalal ba'adama asher Hashem lekecha nois lecha l'rishta. Only in cities that were nischalka l'shvatim, divided as inheritance amongst the shvatim, but Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Lo noida mihiko k'siv, v'ho noida mihiko. The mitzvah of Egla Rufa applies only when the reitzeach is not known, but here it was known. The Gemara relates further that the father of the boy, even though overcome with grief, removed the knife from the body before his son would expire to prevent the knife from becoming tameh. This shows how bad things have gotten, that they were more concerned about Tumah v'Tahara in the Beis HaMikdash than murder. The Gemara explains that this tragic incident preceded the incident mentioned in our Mishnah, yet the Chacham did not immediately institute pious because they thought that it was an isolated incident. When they saw that even without malice, accidents began to happen, as when the Kohen fell off the ramp and broke his leg, they then instituted the pious for Trumas Hadeshin. The Gemara next discusses the mitzvah of Haitzos Hadeshin. After the daily Trumas Hadeshin was performed, the remaining ashes from the burnt sacrifices were consolidated in a large pile in the middle of the Mizbeach, known as the Tapuach. When the Tapuach grew excessively large, the ash would be carried out to the Shevach Hadeshin, a designated place outside Yerushalayim. Tarabon. Ufashat es begodav, v'lovash begod macherim, v'haitzi es Hadeshin. The Gemara brings two opinions for the explanation of the word acherim. Tanakama holds, Makish begodim shaloibish le begodim shepeshit. Malahalan bigde kaidish, avkan bigde kaidish. During Haitzar Sadashin, the Kohen must wear bigde kaidish, similar to those he wore earlier for Avaida, and not change into bigde chayil. Imkain matamalema acherim, pchusin mehen. However, he should change into bigde kaidish of lesser quality to perform Haitzar Sadashin, because they will become dirty from the ashes. This is based on the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel. One should not wear the same clothing in which he cooked his master's food to serve his master. This teaching exhorts us to wear clean and respectable clothing when coming before Hashem. Rabbi Lezer reads the words acherim v'hoitzi together to teach that even a kohen who has a blemish, who is generally disqualified from performing avodah, may perform the avodah of Haitzos Hadeshin. The Gemara now brings the machlekes of Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish as to their understanding of the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Om Rish Lakish, ke machlekes b'Haitzos, kach machlekes b'Harama. Just as Rabbi Eliezer holds that Bali Mumin may perform Haitzos Hadeshin, so too may they perform Trumas Hadeshin. Rabbi Yechanan omar, machlekes b'Haitzos, al b'Harama divri akol avodahi. Rabbi Eliezer only allows Bali Mumin to do Haitzos Hadeshin, which is a lesser avodah. However, even he would agree that Bali Mumin may not do Trumas Hadeshin, a full-fledged avodah. Rish Lakish supports his position from the pasuk, V'lovash hakohen mideivad, which seems to require only two garments, the mechnesayim and the kesayinis. This proves that Trumas HaDeshen is not a full-fledged avodah, which requires all four bigdei kahuna. Rabbi Yechanan, on the other hand, holds that the other two bigdei kahuna, the belt and the hat, mitznefes ve'avneit, must also be worn, although not specified in the pasuk. The pasuk mentioned only these two garments to teach us two specific teachings, namely, midevad, that the clothing of kahana must fit exactly, not too short, not too long, and mechneseivad yilbasha basari, that the pants must be put on first before donning any one of the other garments. Rish Lakish derives these two halachas from the Torah's choice of the word midoy to describe the kesayinis, and from the extra word al-basaray, while maintaining that the Torah requires only these two garments for the avodah of Trumas HaDeshen as specified in the pasuk. The Gemara cites a related machlokes tanoim regarding the pasuk v'lovish hakoyin midevad u'michnesei vad yilbash abasari v'heir mesadeshen. Yehuda learns from the extra word yilbash to add the other two garments not specified in the pasuk. This supports the above opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that all four bigdei kahuna are required for Trumas HaDeshen. Rabbi Deisa uses the word yilbash in our pasuk to learn a hekesh from the word yilbash in the pasuk regarding avodas Yom Kippur, where it says kesayinis bad kodesh yilbash, to teach that the four bigdei lavan worn by the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur may be subsequently worn by a kohen hedyot during the year. Rebbe questions Rabbi Deisa based on several points. Chada, the avnetei shekohen gadol loy zehu avnetei shekohen hedyot. The belt of a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur is made of flax, while the belt of a kohen hedyot is made of klayim, wool, and linen. V'oid, begodim shenishtameshes ben kedusha chamura tishtamesh ben kedusha kala. It's not logical that the garments used on a greater level of sanctity by the kohen gadol in the kodesh kodshim would be used on a lower level of sanctity by a kohen hedyot for general avodah. Therefore, Rebbe learns from yilbash l'rabbis as haschakim, even worn-out garments may be used as long as they're not torn. The Gemara adds that we learn from another pasuk in the parasha of Avodas Yom Kippurim, where it says, "Ufashad es bigdei habad asher laves bevayoy el hakodesh v'hinichim sham," from which we learn that these garments tu'un geniza need to be hidden and cannot be used again by anyone. Rav Deisa, on the other hand, learns from v'hinichim sham that these garments may not be used again next year for Avodas Yom Kippurim, but may be used by Kohen Hedyot during the year for general avodah.